Radio Wanaka, absolute pleasure to welcome to the studio from Community Networks Link, Kathy Dido, and from Yellow Cabs, Ramesh Swamy. How are you both?
Good morning, we're fine.
Ramesh, exciting times.
It is a hugely exciting.
This is a really exciting initiative. We've been talking about this for the past couple of weeks. This is the trial of the Wanaka Community Shuttle. Kathy, let's start with you. Tell us what's it all about? What's happening?
Sure thing. So at Community Networks Link, which is our region's one-stop community support and connection center, we are so fortunate because we get to work on those unmet needs and opportunities in the community. And we get to respond to, areas of energy that get raised up that we become aware of. So really community-led. And one of those areas is public transport.
Yeah.
Because as we know, we have no public transport, as it were, in Wanaka or the Upper Clutha. Queenstown's really only had it for the last few years. And it's likely that we won't get a proper system in place for a number of years to come, just because even though we're growing so fast,
yep,
we're still relatively small. So, however, what we've heard in the last few years, in particular from some demographic groups, younger people, older people, and commuters, the word has come through that they would, in particular, really value a system. So we have been able to activate this as a community-led project and just put that resource into it to try something. This is indeed a trial. I call it the great experiment because we are learning every single day as we go through this. So we're a three-month trial, and we want to specifically serve the older folks who may not be able to drive anymore, who might be on fixed incomes but still want to be getting into town from the outer townships into town for medical appointments, for shopping, for those young folks who can't yet drive or whose parents are really busy and tied up. So maybe they are staying after school for some after-school activities and need to get home, and they can take the shuttle home. And then when we put the word out and we did some market research along with our friends at WOW, we also heard that commuters would like to take advantage of this.
Yeah.
So, it's open to everybody, but those were the areas that we heard a lot from.
So the question is, you put something into the market as a trial. How do you know if it's a success, and what are the next steps you take?
Yeah, great question. So, success in many ways is data collection, because there are two things we're trying to do with this trial. One is to provide a short-term service where there isn't one. But almost more importantly, it is a data collection exercise.
Yeah.
Because that data is going to help those people who are actually in the business of public transport, and that's Queenstown Lakes District Council, Otago Regional Council, even NZTA is tied into this, talk to them and give them feedback from our community about what works and what doesn't work about the way we've set this up so that they can figure that into their planning. And believe you me, they are listening. They've been involved with us from the beginning in developing this whole project. So, success at one level is certainly having lots of people on the bus, but any data, whether it's lots of people or fewer people, is going to be useful to tell that story long term.
Speaking about people, who can use this? Who can book it?
Anybody, any age can book it, can use it. And we do, it is designed, so Yellow has been a fantastic partner with us. We went through a really, really thorough procurement process. And we are really happy to be working with them as a local business to provide this service because they are the experts in transport. We're not. We're just the facilitators. So they've got it all set up on their website. So you can go to Yellow's website to book. And we do ask that you pre-book because it's a 13-seater bus. And we were in Hawea filming a promotional video yesterday, and we actually had more people than could fit on the bus who wanted to come along and help with the filming.
How good
so
is
you
that?
Really do ideally book, and it's really easy to do online, or you can ring Yellow, which is 0800-443-5555.
Right? That's one.
So book if you can, and then you'll get a seat. It's just $2 per ride per person. However, there are bus stop signs all over town now. So if you're at the bus stop and there is space for you on the day, the bus driver will very happily welcome you on board.
Can I ask who's paying for it? If there's a cost to everything, who's paying for this in terms of community? It's a charitable trust funded through.
Yeah. I mean, the short answer is both Yellow and Community Networks Link is paying for the project, yeah, fundamentally. So we have a contract with Yellow,
yeah,
and we are paying Yellow to deliver the service, no matter how many people ride it. The $2 we're collecting from patrons certainly doesn't cover the cost at all. It's just a token just to get people in the habit of paying something. And Community Networks Link is funded by a variety of grants and donations. We did have a particular chunk of money from the Otago Community Trust that QLDC helped facilitate for us. So we are really grateful to them to make it happen. But look, you know, Ramesh and Yellow are investing a huge amount of their own time.
Yeah, Ramesh, you've been standing there very quietly. If I can bring you in here, you know, knowing you as I do, how important it is to you for your business to help out and support our community. But how does the trial fit alongside your day-to-day operations?
To be fair, it probably actually brings back into the community parts that we couldn't always do that really, really low-cost part. And that's where, by having the funding that we've never, ever been able to have, it gives all parts of the community a way of travelling. It's incredible that we can be part of this, you know. It's just being able to service everything, really.
Yeah, is public transport something that Yellow's aspired to be part of?
Yeah, I have actually been in the conversations of this for probably 6 years, and it was probably lots of people along the way. And when people do ask, and people ask us all the time, you know, how do you actually get this stuff into fruition? How does it become something? And all of these other organisations like Otago Regional Council, QLDC and Waka Kotahi and that are all parts of the bigger picture.
Yeah, so yeah, totally.
There is no free lunch in the world. We always wish there is, but the way the world's moving, you know, we're all about more sustainable things, and mass transport instead of like 20 vehicles actually becomes a good thing.
And of course, you know, we haven't really had the funding for public transport. We need public transport. So this is really Yellow doing your bit in association with Community Networks and Link to give us a trial and to see exactly what we do need, as Kathy has just said, based on getting data and finding out first. I was just going to ask the question, you talked about booking, so it's not like you stand at a bus stop and wait. In this case, you do need to book.
Yes, so there is a booking page on our website, and I think that's accessible through Community Links as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go onto either of those, and it gives you the link. You can pay online, you get a ticket, you turn up with the ticket, and you can get on the bus.
And so it's to you, because you really do need, as Kathy said, 13-seater, you do need to have those bookings ahead, particularly at peak times as well.
Yeah, that's right. And all the information people need to have are on the Community Networks Link website, and that is communitynetworks.co.nz. But obviously, if you just Google it, it's going to come up. Also, Yellow. So either Yellow's or our websites will tell you all you need to know, including a timetable, so you know what to aim for.
You guys are organized.
We have done so much. I'm looking at Ramesh, and we both got probably a few more gray hairs after the last year, because we've worked so hard on being organized and anticipating as much as possible. But I can guarantee we have not thought of everything, and that is where the public feedback is so important. And when people ride the bus, they are going to be asked to complete a survey to give us that feedback. And then if the bus for whatever reason doesn't suit you, we also want to hear from you, because that is equally important. So people can just again go to our website at Community Networks Link and feed in that input as well.
Because I see here there are 13 stops between Wanaka CBT, Wanaka Lakes Health Centre, Three Parks, Albertown, Lake Haru and Harware Flat, and there are 3 inbound and 3 outbound journeys per day. Look, just to finish things off, when does this start?
So Wednesday, the 28th of September,
next Wednesday,
and it's 3 months exactly through to the 21st of December. I'm sure, Mike, we will come back and we can chat about it over the next 3 months.
Oh, look, absolutely. I want to know how this is going.
And one more invitation is that we're actually going to have a celebration and a launch of the service on Tuesday, the 27th at the Wanaka Community Hub at 10:30 in the morning. We're going to have a morning tea. We're going to bless the bus. We're going to show that promotional video that we've just been filming and give people a better idea of exactly how it's going to work.
The community shuttle, the Wanaka community shuttle, thanks to Community Networks Link and Yellow Cabs, Ramesh and his team, rolls on Wednesday. For more information, go to the Community Networks Link website or yellow.co.nz/community/shuttle. Lovely to see you both. I wish you all the best with the launch next week.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.